Wireless internet access seems to be everywhere. You can find it in airline lounges, coffee bars, even in random hotspots on the street. When is it appropriate to exploit those hotspots? That was the question this week for New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen. It came from listener Edward LeClaire in Portland, Oregon. We called Mr. LeClaire, and he explained his dilemma.
My wife and I, we recently got a new laptop computer that has a internal wireless card, and when we use it, the wireless card, it pops up and it says that there's wireless networks found that we can access, and I've actually accessed them several times, and basically I'm using my neighbor's wireless networks. I don't need to use the networks because we already have DSL, but nevertheless, I find that I keep using my neighbor's wireless connections because somehow it's just more fun.
How is it more fun than DSL? What's the difference?
You know, it's actually slower, but with the laptop, I can actually take it to different places in the house. I can use it in the kitchen. I can use it in my living room while I watch TV, which is really ridiculous because it's not something I need to do by any means. I also feel that it's slightly wrong somehow. It's almost like I feel like I'm a kid again and I'm stealing apples off of my neighbor's apple tree.
Well, have you canceled the DSL subscription yet?
No, I haven't because...
So you're cheating and still paying your DSL bill.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And we have Randy Cohen on the line. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Jennifer. I love this question because it changes what we mean by property. I do find it odd, by the way, that if you already have DSL, why are you bothering that you could set up your own little network without any trouble? But it's still an interesting question. And I think the ethical problem here is, at first it seems like it's going to be a free rider question. You know, you're getting internet service and not paying, but you have DSL, you are paying. So the ethical problem here is you're taking something of your neighbor's without permission, and that if you, it would be possible to at least check and ask and get the okay from your neighbors right there in your building. You could put, if you know who it is, go talk to them.
Yeah.
If not, put a little sign up in your lobby. That would sort that out. It's the sneakiness of it, I think, that's what makes you feel a little squeamish. But that's the easy version of this question. Let me ask it a slightly harder way. Suppose you're driving around in your car, or you're walking down the street, or you're in some little park, and you find a hotspot. Is it okay to use somebody else's network then? And I say yes. Absolutely. It's not a free rider problem because you're already paying for DSL. It seems to me you then have to ask, well, who's hurt? And I would say nobody. You might break the law. You know, it might annoy Time Warner. We should say that. This might be illegal. The question then becomes, well, who's helped? And the answer is everybody. That universally available internet access is a great thing. It's a real social good. And the more people who are on a network, the more useful a network becomes. That it seems to me everyone has to pay his or her share of internet service, but you're doing that, so that's great. And you were right to note that you shouldn't use up a lot of bandwidth, you know. But if you're just checking your email, I think this is a great thing. And if everybody did it, the world would be entirely better.
Do the ethics of it hinge on whether or not I keep paying my DSL bill?
Yeah, I think.
I called a friend in New York, and he said for a while before he got his service hooked up, he was just using his neighbor's wireless networks.
Then it becomes a free rider problem. That here's a service that we all want to use. We each have to pay our share of it.
Randy, I'm confused. Isn't his DSL completely separate from this wireless network? And so why should he keep paying for this thing he doesn't use? Or is there some connection I'm missing?
Each user of the internet has to pay a share of the costs of running the internet. And the mechanism available to Edward is to pay for his DSL line. Once he's doing that, why shouldn't he use any network?
But Randy, if his DSL service is completely separate, and it's, I mean, you're talking sort of like this socialist utopia common network out there, but the DSL is probably a private company making profit.
Yeah, well, I don't think a private company's profit is the highest ethical goal. My guideline here is everyone must pay a share for any service they use, and that Edward is, and while he might not be paying each particular company, every time if he wanders into a park and finds a hotspot, or he goes to a coffee shop and there's a hotspot, he's not paying each new internet provider, but by paying his own, he's contributing to the overall expenses of running the system.
Edward LeClaire, what do you think?
I like using my neighbor's wireless network, and I'm going to keep doing it. It's a lot of fun.
Are you going to keep your DSL subscription?
Yeah, it's a lot faster, and it's also very reliable.
All right, well, Edward LeClaire, thanks for writing in.
Okay, thanks.
If you've got a question for Randy or you want to sneak into his apartment and use his computer, drop us a line at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line. Please be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jennifer.